Now, are we talking about one or two different problems here? One is we hear this old hag syndrome, which could be paranormal in its makeup, and then we talk about sleep paralysis, or are they one of the same?
They're related. There's common sleep paralysis, which, you know, almost everybody has experienced at one time or another. In fact, in a 1992 Gallup poll, 95% of adults said that they had at least one episode of what is called common sleep paralysis in the past 5 years. And that simply is when you wake up from the REM state, the rapid eye movement, the state that's associated with dreaming, and your body is paralyzed. It usually lasts the longest 7 to 8 minutes, and then your body starts to respond. How that works is that there's a hormone that is released, actually two of them. One's called GABA, the other is glycerin. When you sleep and are dreaming, so you don't act out your dreams, usually that starts to wear off even before the dream ends. But in some rare cases, you wake up and you're paralyzed and it takes a few moments. Now, the Hag syndrome, of course, is slightly different. It has the similar paralysis. It also tends to be related to sleep. But, of course, the difference is the phenomenology that occurs, the experiences individuals have. And it's a rarer phenomena, but it does affect, you know, tens of thousands of people every year.
Yeah, Elliot, and regardless of what possible syndrome people may experience, to them, it's got to be one of the most frightening things to happen, isn't it?
That's the most interesting thing about it. I mean, I've researched and I have contacts with people that were, you know, veterans in, you know, wars, that were in combat situations. I remember one police officer who had been shot a number of times while on duty, people that have been in car accidents. They all agree that their experiences of the old Hag syndrome was by far the most frightening experience of their life. And we'll see a little bit later tonight as we talk more about it why that might be the case.
And this is also a syndrome that really goes back since almost the beginning of mankind, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the earliest report that I have is from Galen. This is going back now, you know, 2600 years, and I'm sure it goes back much further. He wrote about it in his Typology of Dreams. In fact, it's where we get the word nightmare. People think mare meaning a horse. It's actually from maris and mare, Latin and Greek words, which means the throttler or someone trying to strangle you, which we'll see is a common symptom of this old hag syndrome.
This old hag syndrome, for those who actually believe that they are seeing an old woman, and what we will do next hour with you, Elliot, is open up the phone lines to people who might have experienced this syndrome. But what is it where not only just do they have this sleep paralysis, but in some cases they actually witness this strange being, this horrible-looking hag woman? I've gotten calls in the past where they describe her as being old with this warty-type face and this black-covered cloth around her head. I mean, that's pretty deliberate, I think.
Yeah, and it's very interesting from a phenomenological point of view, that reading the medical reports and just talking to people. Whenever you lecture, people always come up and tell you stories. What's interesting is that there's characteristics of this phenomena that are cross-cultural, which one would not expect in, say, if it were a dream or hallucination. I have to state, too, that there's no evidence that the old hag syndrome is related to rapid eye movements, sleep, dreams. We don't have a lot of the common phenomena we would expect to have during dreams. So it's not a dream, and people often report clear consciousness. They can see the clock next to their table, or they can hear the TV on in the other room. And these are fairly accurate reports of being, you know, awake before the phenomena actually starts to occur. But the most interesting thing, going back to what you were saying about the description of the old hag, mm-hmm. is that it goes against, in some ways is counterintuitive. I mean, you, some of the skeptics and people that are in the medical profession trying to figure this stuff out says that it's a hallucination. That's what people are experiencing, or some kind of residue from a dream. The problem is, cross-culturally, the phenomena is too stereotypical. We wouldn't find this when we do REM studies. When we wake people up from dreams, we don't find stereotypical to this degree. And it's almost always the same type of phenomena. And then, of course, the association with dread.
Well, then you will find, Elliot, when you start talking to some of the Coast to Coast listeners tonight, if it's a hallucination, it's a darn real one to a lot of people.
Right. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit later about some of the possible connections to some fairly serious other issues like sudden unexplained nocturnal death syndrome, which we'll get into later. Going back to the phenomena of the creature that sits on your chest, what's interesting is that even though some of the details change cross-culturally, some of the stuff remains the same. That is, that the creature, the entity that's on your chest, is constricting your breathing, is actively trying to hurt or kill you,
mm-hmm.
and is small. Even the hag, people, when they describe it, is a small humanoid kind of creature. And we see this throughout. Which is counterintuitive. If you were looking for some kind of primal thing to scare you, you would be looking at snakes and spiders or very large, heavy things compressing your chest. There's no reason that one would suspect that, even though these things are often described frighteningly, if you take away the context in which they occurred, there's nothing particularly scary about a small human or a small, you know, woman, an old woman. But these things are incredibly frightening to people. They're terror-inducing.